This week's episode of One Shot is brought to you by Iron Galaxy. Video Ball is a piece of electronic entertainment. Video Ball is a sport you can play. Video Ball is a sport everyone can play. Go play Video Ball. More information at videoball.net. Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your Game Master. This week, we're continuing our adventure with Rockalypse, the post-apocalyptic game of musical conflict. Rockalypse is on Kickstarter now, and it's already funded. If these episodes haven't convinced you that you want to buy this game yet, you can also head over to the Rockalypse Kickstarter and download the free Quick Start rules so that you can play the game yourself at home before committing to buy. Just $25 gets you a physical and digital copy of the game, and this Kickstarter ends funding on September 24th, so be sure to back it before you miss out. If you happen to be in Chicago Tuesday, September 6th at 8 p.m., be sure to head over to IO Chicago at the Mission Theater to see One Woman No Show. One Woman No Show is a unique form of torture developed by Liz Anderson. It features performers doing one-person shows written specifically for them. However, those shows aren't revealed to those performers until the night of the performance. And on Tuesday, One Woman No Show is going to star none other than Cat Cool. I've already got my tickets, and I hope to see some heroes there. I want to thank all of our Patreon backers for their patience this August. Hopefully, us releasing the panels makes up for the lack of First Watch. As we leave the SummerCon rush and get back to normal life, I hope to have Kat and I sit down to not only do another episode of First Watch, but thank those new Patreon backers who have been waiting so patiently. Patreon backers should be able to look forward to more hashtag Gen content coming out this week in the Secret Archive. And all one-shot heroes can look forward to this week's Twitch stream as we play Raiders of the North Sea. Be sure to tune in to twitch.tv/oneshotrpg Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to watch us play Raiders. Finally, before I start the episode, I want to point out that partway through the episode, there's some weird static fuzzing that cropped up on the recording. I have no idea what happened. I suspect it's a physical problem with some of my equipment, but I haven't been able to locate the culprit yet. I did what I could to edit it out, but there are still parts of this episode that don't sound great. I apologize for that, and I hope to eliminate the problem in the future. Thanks for bearing with us, heroes. And with all that out of the way, let's get to the show.
It is Monday. Friday is when the Battle of the Bands will be.
Oh, good Lord.
What will you do between now and then?
Well, we have to debrief, okay, don't we?
Yeah, let's, we definitely have to.
Do you guys play band at lunch or something?
I am sure that you do not sit in the cafeteria for lunch. You probably go somewhere in
the courtyard or maybe the parking lot.
Well, I mean, Randy's got a vape, right?
Yeah.
Randy's got to go vape.
That's the one cool thing about
420
Randy.
420 life.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about Randy.
Vaping.
Super cool. So cool, everybody.
Have you guys ever Google image search vaping? It's pretty cool.
Is it just clouds? Just pictures of clouds?
Dank clouds.
Aww.
Try it.
I love those dank now. Those dank clouds. I bet we practice on the roof.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet we do that.
I believe it.
Cool is.
Yeah. All right. So you head up to lunch practice on the roof, and you all meet up there.
I've been there for hours, vaping away.
I feel like the three of us, because we turned in the application.
And then just didn't go to
just
class.
To class. We're all on the roof, mm-hmm, fantasizing about winning the Battle of the Bands.
I'm like walking on the edge of the roof, barefoot, as if I were in the movie Titanic, and I'm pretending to be Rose. Just cause.
The porthole opens from the fire.
Porthole?
I assume there's like a porthole.
What?
Not portal, porthole.
Porthole. Porthole. Like a submarine.
Yes.
Like a submarine or a high school.
Or a door.
Anyway, the porthole opens, the horizontal porthole, and Mr. Buckingham, his balding head appears.
Hey, Mr. Buckingham.
Where do you guys think Valhalla is?
About what?
Valhalla. When we win the battle, we get to go to Valhalla.
Sounds like you guys will get to go to Valhalla.
We all will. We turned in our app. Our gear is tight.
It's tight.
Our melody is perfect.
Perfect.
Ashley.
This is our year.
I was meeting with Mr. Dais, the principal, and he He told me that you guys were able to turn in your app, and congrats to that. Didn't Marissa have it?
Yeah, she did. She stole it from us.
Marissa.
She's such a wanker.
You still have to give her purse back.
You're wearing her purse right now.
It looks great.
It's a good purse.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, Mr. Deus told me that I'm not going to be able to sit in with you guys.
Wait, what?
He said it wasn't fit that a teacher should be helping students.
Buckingham, we need you. We lost our drummer, and now we're losing you.
Yeah. It's like losing my stepfather all over again.
Well, gosh, it's been real. He goes to sprint and jump off the edge of the...
No!
Let me do this!
No!
This is all I had! Buckingham, you listen to me! Rock and roll is not about following the rules, and it's not about doing what people tell you to do! Get back off that ledge! Get back off the ledge!
All right, you speak some sense. He loosens, and then he goes to sprint again.
No!
What's that? What'd you say, Randy?
I won't lose another father figure.
Randy, shut up! No. We gotta convince him to play!
Randy, who's a father figure?
You are, Mr. Buckingham.
You're like our dad.
What?
You're like our dad bassist. Emphasis on bassist. Buckingham.
Emphasis on dad for me. Actually, it's more of like a daddy thing for me, which is different.
I can't have that happen again.
Okay.
If you jump off this roof and kill yourself, you're just going to come back as one of the demons, and then we're going to have to deal with you then.
This doesn't solve
a problem. This makes our problem worse.
Yeah, you're right. But if I was a demon, maybe technically I wouldn't be a teacher.
I don't think that's...
No, you're in administration. Yeah. That's even worse.
You got to try and get tenure. Listen, we can do this. We just have to bend the rules, okay?
Are you saying I should dress up like some sort of new exchange student, fudge the numbers so that I'm in the records, and I'll be a student? I'll bite a student in disguise.
Buckingham, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's perfect.
You might have to shave your beard, Mr. Buckingham.
You said I'll buy it.
You said what?
You said I'll buy it. You said I'll buy it. Anyway,
Look,
I don't know how I'm going to pass for a student. Look at me. I've got this old, decrepit body, and I'm balding up on the top of my head.
I can craft a wig.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing. Brookins is balding a little bit, like early.
Ugh.
Yeah, but Brookins is a senior.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And maybe your exchange student is a senior.
I have lengths of just cloth. This is not pants or a dress. It's just me wrapping myself in various types of cloth. You can have some, and I can make clothes for you.
Listen, Buckingham, I'm telling you.
I need the measurements of your pants.
This might be your
specifically
first
band. Specifically the inseam.
But you 46. Have
the inseam.
You have a gift. You were born for
just
this.
Just 46.
You're so good. You're the best bassist that I've ever heard.
Well, you're too kind. I've only learned this year. From YouTube videos.
And that's amazing. It's really unbelievable you've done that.
Really unbelievable.
No, like, it's believable. It's
nearly impossible.
People learn how to play off YouTube all the time.
I learned a lot of things from you, Mr. Buckingham.
Randy.
You cannot waste this gift. Your bass belongs in Valhalla.
Right.
My voice belongs in Valhalla. Hinder's electric violin should be playing for fucking Thor.
In Valhalla.
Okay? Yeah. Fucking Thor should be powering her violin with Mjolnir, and Randy can keep our schedule while we're in Valhalla.
Will Randy get to come to Valhalla with us?
Please, oh dear God.
Get
me out of here.
Manager is like one of the positions that we put down there when we applied. So
I finished your pants. Take off your other
Valhalla's
pants.
Valhalla's a better place than this.
You got the inseam rod. I did it in centimeters.
Thank you. I also love the metric system.
Yeah, it's what I'm used to. I'm from Trenton.
Right, we're all from Trenton.
Everyone uses the metric system in New Jersey.
Listen, Valhalla is the place that we need to go because it's a place where we can be ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't have to hide from any truths that might be burning inside ourselves.
When we
look at people, we don't have to think about things that we can't have or never will have. Stupid glasses and hair that they're so far away but so close. We have to go to Valhalla.
Why are you so sweaty?
What were you talking about?
Real specific. I just won't have to shower every other hour then.
and I won't have to think of my dark story, azalea bush that I have to water every day.
Oh, yeah, the dark story azalea, the Trenton's civic plant.
Civic plant.
Yeah, the civic plant of Trenton.
Yeah.
And I won't have to wear clothes. Do we have to wear clothes in Valhalla? Is that
Hinder, probably
okay,
not.
Okay, cool.
Probably not.
All right.
Guys,
I just don't need a lot. I think I'm pretty good.
We're taking a risk here. We're taking a risk. We're gonna fake this transcript. We're gonna make people believe that Mr. Buckingham is a student, and we're going to go to the Battle of the Bands, and we are going to fucking destroy Marissa, and we are going to Valhalla.
Okay.
Heck yes, I am no longer Mr. Buckingham. I am Todd Scrubert. Is that a good name?
Todd Scrubert?
Todd Scrubert.
Todd Scrubert.
What about Peppo?
Peppo?
Peppo? What about,
Top Peppo?
Rooftop Chimney.
You're just looking at things and saying them.
British name. It's so weird. I know this is a Trenton accent that you have, but you sound a little bit British if you just put it on a little bit, you know?
All right. I will be Larry Potter.
Larry Potter. It's perfect.
I'm the British exchange student all the way from Sussex.
Why has he got me fooled?
I believe it already.
I forgot who you were before. Who are you?
I'll never forget.
I'm Larry Potter, and it's the year of my bar mitzvah.
You're 13?
I'm making choices. I don't know. It's more believable if it's specific.
That's true.
But we'll put together something else. But yeah.
No, I think that's it. I think he's got it, first off.
Okay, 13-year-old
I'm a
Jewish
boy genius.
Senior.
I'm a boy genius from Sussex, and it's the year of my bar mitzvah. And also, I love to cook.
See, the first idea is always the best idea, you know?
Should I go back to Todd Scrubert?
No.
If we have to go with Larry Potter, we're going with Larry Potter.
Okay.
Larry Scrubert. Potter Todd. Maybe we... The parts are the
Mr.
equal
Buckingham,
of the sum.
I think we're good. I think we're good on Larry.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. And these pants look great. Totally not the kind of pants I would wear.
No.
Should I just not wear a shirt, maybe?
No.
No, I shouldn't wear a shirt?
No.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to take my shirt half off, half on.
No.
Yeah, just wear a crop top.
Okay.
Crop top. Larry Scrubert Potter. Shalom.
All right.
So now that we have this plan... There are definitely going to be some things that you are going to need to overcome in making this believable. So the first thing that you're going to need to do is you're going to need to develop some paperwork. So how are you going about doing that?
It sounds like a Randy Buckthorn
Heck
move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Randy.
You can craft any sort of forgery.
Crafting?
Right. So go ahead and give me a crafting roll. What we're going to do, we're actually going to start creating some advantages. This is going to culminate in one big roll at the end. So we're going to have some processes along the way. You're going to create some advantages that will help in the final deceive roll to allow Larry Potter to be accepted as part of the student. So let's start with the crafts roll. So you are creating an advantage with your crafts.
So this is insane. I've got a stunt as out of the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Advantages you create with crafts provide +3 when used by fellow band members as long as you are not performing.
Correct.
Yeah, so I've got a +7 advantage at this point.
It's you have your normal craft skill to create the advantage.
Correct.
Then the aspect that you create gets that keyword so that when they use it, they
Perfect.
Get +3 on their roll.
Gotcha.
Which is exactly what you want.
So I've just got a +4 along, and it's a wash.
Right, so it succeeds. +4 is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and write down an aspect that seems relevant. Meanwhile, we're going to sort of we're going to get rid of the hot mic aspect as that scene is no longer happening.
Trying to think what a high school student would need, like a birth certificate,
forged vaccination
forms.
Nice. All right. And it was a simple success, so you get 1 free invoke on that. All right. Who else is helping with this role? Who else is creating advantages to help with this role? So I'm figuring that you're probably going to make the final roll. But in the meantime, I'll give everybody a chance to assist in some way. So each of you gets a chance to make 1 create advantage roll to help with this final roll.
Cool.
Which you do have to keep in mind that he has 0 deceive. I'm just pointing that out.
We've got resources. We've got craft. We've got physique. Despite my physical appearance. Apparently, it's deceiving. Suck my gut in.
It's like a Iggy Pop kind of thing. It's really wiry,
yes.
But very strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you work out. Maybe you work out, shave a little bit of that gut off.
Yeah, right. I work out.
All
right,
so you're going to figure out which of those skills you think is going to be relevant. So,
yeah, I think maybe physique. Maybe if I can contort my normal body to look like someone else's, a much more youthful boy.
All right. So you're going to do...
A very youthful boy.
Contortion involving standing up straight.
Do a little bit of squeezing and posture changing, you know, maybe Hinder's making you particularly tight pants that people are not used to seeing you in.
What if,
I don't know why Hinder would do that, but maybe I have this feeling that she
might. Tight pants?
Can there be a dressing montage where I'm like standing in front of a mirror and I'm walking out?
There can.
Like, yeah. one of the times I come out and I've like got on a dress and a wig on.
And we shake our heads. Mm-mm.
And I'm like, oh, I thought that one worked. And I go back in and then I come out again and this time I'm dressed in an astronaut outfit. Where did I even get this?
Mm-mm. Arms crossed. Where did you even
Ashley's
get that?
Ashley's like nodding a little bit hesitantly at first, then realizes that no, nobody likes that.
Yeah. Finally, I come out in sort of a Western rockabilly look, and I've got a studded cowboy hat on, and I've got a kind of like a cowboy tuxedo on, whatever that means to you, the listener. And,
that's literally denim.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I come out of denim.
Yeah.
Denim and leather, probably.
Yeah. On the back, it says, I'm Larry fucking Potter. And,
in rhinestones.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not like good. It's not done well. It's just like, I'm and then Larry fucking
Potter. Like, man, you look like a star kid.
Star kid. Larry Potter, the star kid. Yeah, I like that. Hey, everyone. It's the year of my bar mitzvah, and I'm excited to be a part of your band.
And
good to meet you.
We're all, like, by the register. We've all tried on hats by ourselves, and we all turn around, and our eyes get big. Wow!
Take my sunglasses down, look over them, nodding approvingly.
All right, so you're saying you want to do this with physique, then?
Yeah, right.
So give me a physique roll to tell me that you look good in this.
It's a wash, but I got a +3.
All right. So when you tie on create advantage, that's usually you just get a boost, which means you would get a +2 on your next roll. So if you want this to succeed so that you'll actually have an advantage, you will need to spend a fate point on something.
Done. You gave me one earlier.
All righty. So what is the aspect? And this can be any of your character aspects, or it could be one of the band aspects.
One of my aspects is, which is also trouble, is hiding from the man. Maybe I'll have some experience with that.
All right. No, I will accept that. So, yeah, you spend your fate points, and you are good at hiding from the man, and because you have done it, you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That little bit do they know that I'm a character pretending to be another character who's pretending to be a character. I'm Mike Migdahl.
What?
Instagram. I mean, let's play this game.
Thanks for getting that plug right into the middle of the session. I do appreciate that.
They never expected.
It's Mingle time.
All right. So go ahead and write down that aspect then.
That's the middle of the
Mingle. Probably something like, I look good in my cowboy tuxedo.
I like that sound of that.
Good for a 13-year-old.
13-year-old boy genius. Okay,
from Sussex.
What more do we need to corroborate this? We've got forged
documentation,
forged vaccine ducks,
baby pics.
Documentation.
I'm an anti-vaxxer. There.
So he's
what?
This the character that's.
But you have vaccination.
No, I think
records.
Mike Migdahl is an anti-vaxxer.
No, Mike Migdahl is not an anti-vaxxer.
I think he is.
Hashtag I'm with her.
Let the record show that this is the first time since playing that Mike has not used the British voice. Yes, he has vehemently denied.
So, James, one of the things that you might be able to do is maybe you could smooth the way by convincing some of the other students. Go ahead and put that
aspect
in the middle.
So would that be contacts or resources?
I would certainly accept contacts. You're accessing all of your network to get people to go along with this.
Mm-hmm. My dozens of ex-boyfriends. Ashley has a reputation for having like very, very short relationships that flame out incredibly quickly. But she's got this network of ex-boyfriends that she goes around to and like puts a squeeze on them to get like, I guess, pass teachers off as students. So she's basically like showing pictures of this Larry Potter being like, this is a child. So you have to agree that this is a boy genius child.
I want one of the exes to be Dewey.
That was like my middle school fling with Dewey, and I fucking wrecked him, and that's why he's the way he is today.
Oh, poor Dewey.
He's on his way to be a football star.
Oh, he's going to be so cool.
All right, so rolling it off of contacts. Hey, that is a 4.
All right, you succeed.
Nice.
So something like, I don't know, what do you think you'd like to name that aspect?
A chain of fools.
All right, very nice.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, that's a note for Migdal's parents. That's another reference.
Oh, yeah, they need to write a report on that, right? As we established earlier.
I have a thing. So because you're a bar mitzvah boy, the assumption is you don't know anything about the Jewish culture. So it's my job. I have an extensive repertoire. So I have a depth of knowledge about how bar mitzvahs work and what you need to know to be a good Jewish person.
Thank God.
So we're going to have a training montage of him dancing, of him reading the Torah, of him trying on suits, of him learning how to say hello to grandparents, that kind of thing.
So this is probably going to be a lore.
It is
learning how to be a man.
Learning how to be a man. Oh, I'm teaching you how to be a man.
I already know how to be a man.
No, not in this way.
What do you mean?
I'm teaching you how to be a man.
There's a rabbi there just shaking his head.
So you mean Abraham didn't need to sacrifice his son on the mountain?
And there's a seat for Elijah. So my lore is +3.
All right, so go ahead and roll that. So you are currently a -1. You're at a 2, which is not going to be enough.
Okay.
Would you like to spend a fate point?
Not really. No.
It's just me eating like pork or non-kosher food. Like, this right?
Oh no! What are we gonna do? He's never gonna get this in time.
So you're just letting that one go.
Yep.
Wait, Hinda, what if I'm a Reform Jew and maybe it's a little looser.
Like, we've already convinced the school and the students that he's a child, but we're just trying to convince that he's Jewish, and that's what we failed.
And that I'm good at cooking, but we don't need to convince that one.
All right. So now you are this presumably happening over the course of several days. So later in the week, you are going to have to make your entrance, and you're being introduced, and you have to sign in and meet Mr. Deus. And so you're going to make a deceive roll go through the paperwork.
The context in which he's meeting Mr. Deus, can Mr. Deus be at the bottom of a staircase?
Sure.
That we have him walk down and his hair is down? Because that needs to happen.
Yeah, right, my hair's down.
Yeah, we normally was wearing it up in a ponytail, but now it's down for the first time and he looks like a student.
And he's got a studded cowboy hat on that covers up his bald spot.
Yeah.
It's literally Bret Michaels. That's exactly what it is.
Right on. And I've got, there's a bandana under it too. Yeah.
All right. So you are going to make a deceive roll opposed by Mr. Deus's notice. And you have these three aspects plus anything else that you wish to spend fate points on to make it happen. So let's see how the rolls go. So he is at a 6.
I'm at a -1 from here, but I've got my aspect, so I can
use. So you, each of these,
he just carries his forged.
So if you, grab the forged documents, that is a +3.
Right.
Okay, so that will bring you to a 3. That will, if you spend all of these together, that's going to then bring you up to a 6.
Right.
A tie on an overcome, you may succeed with a consequence. It is a minor consequence that I would get to choose. And I'm going to let you decide whether you want to spend a fate point to make it just succeed straight up, or if you want to let it succeed with a consequence.
Let's say for drama's sake, I'll take that consequence.
All right. The consequence is Narissa does not buy it at all.
Yes. Bitch! She's the worst!
But you're saying everybody else does buy it?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, importantly, Mr. Deus does.
Can we just say that I'm walking down the stairs, right?
Yes.
And maybe a little bit of sun. It's pale sun because we're in hell. Mm-hmm. But it shines through and it catches the rhinestones on his hat.
Yes.
And he's coming down the stairs and he stops and everyone's like, why'd he stop? And then he turns around. And the sun catches his back, which says, "I'm Larry fucking Potter." And then he does one of these quick head turns. And he looks. And then... So, yeah, one of the boyfriends was told to faint or something.
Yeah.
And he faints.
Dewey. Dewey. It's always Dewey.
Dewey help! Faints, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm on the top of stairs. Oh, no.
And then he walks down the stairs, walks right up to Mr. Dais and goes, "Do you know where Mr. Dais is? I'm looking for the principal. I'm a new student, and it's my bar mitzvah year."
Mr. Dais kind of gives you a squinty glance.
That is very specific.
"I am Mr. Dais. You are the new student I was told to expect."
"I don't know if you were told to expect me, but yeah, I'm Larry fucking Potter, and I'm trying to sign up for AP government."
"You're a senior?"
"That's right. You saw my records. 4.0. And I got an A+.
"Did see what? The records." "Very well, Mr. Potter. Is it?"
"Yeah, it's Mr. Potter. Quick question about extracurriculars. Mm-hmm. Is there maybe like some sort of fair where you can see what sort of after-school activities are offered? I'm just a boy and all, and I need to do something after school because my parents don't come home until 9 because they have to work for British time zone. Did I say I'm from England? My name's Larry Potter, and I'm going to become a man this year. I am. Do you like homintoshing? That's a Jewish food."
And you can see.
No. Yeah. The Jewish. No. No.
It's not a Jewish food.
No, just don't. Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Zip. Zip.
You're good. You're good. Shut up. Just go.
Mr. Dan sort of looks at you and says, "Must be a British thing. Anyway, you'll have to ask around. I don't have time to help you right now. Very busy. See me in my office if you need anything."
I laugh as well. What's so funny? "I'm a little British boy of the chosen people." Shabbat.
No.
Shalom.
Do you know what that means? You don't know what that means.
It means...
I'll show him where class is.
We will go to.
No, we got this.
"Thank you, Blazeback. Please do so." Sorry, Blazebuck. I always forget.
Blazebuck. Hello.
"You'll never forget in a minute." All right, let's move.
And
pull fireworks
as you walk down the hall, and Mr. Dais heads off to his office. You see Narissa behind him,
yes.
Sort of saying, "Mr. Dais, Mr. Dais," and she sort of trails off and she's chasing him off to his office.
Did I see Narissa do that?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So you know that she is not taken in by your ruse,
guys. We've got to kill Narissa.
We're still in the hallway. What are you doing?
We will at the Battle of the Bands.
Dewey, get lost.
No! I broke both my legs. Can someone please take me to the nurse, please? I fell down those stairs, remember?
We gotta please, go. I'm
please.
Sorry, Dewey.
Oh, please. The bone came out.
Several of the three-headed dog hall monitors are sort of sniffing around Dewey. Sort of hungrily licking their lips.
No, I don't know how to make friends with dogs. Cats like me better.
Dude, you should really get lost.
What?
I don't know you that well. We just met, and
I thought you were walking away down the hall. I'm
followed
just yelling.
I followed you, and now I'm walking away.
My legs are broken. How?
I'm so sorry. I'm from England. And I'm 13 years old.
Oh, Mr. Potter, let's get out of here.
I'm Larry. Mr. Potter's my father, who's dead. I just made that
all
up.
Right, let's go!
That does conflict with the story you told earlier about him getting home at 9.
My parents, I've got two moms now.
Okay, oh, look, we're here!
All right, so you are able to get out of that situation, and you do find out, by the way, at this point, it's been confirmed that so all of the announcements about the Battle of the Bands have happened, and Narissa was in every other case, successful at sabotaging people's application attempts. So you and her band, the Scantrons, are the only bands that are going to be in this. And you do know, of course, that Biff, your former drummer, has joined the Scantrons.
Biff?
Biff Buckwheat.
Okay. Little Rascals reference.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Are we just going to highlight all the references? This is not going to be any fun for the people at home.
The reports they have to write will be far easier if we highlight them.
There is a test, so we got to be fair to them.
So what day is it now? Is it Thursday?
It is Thursday.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, no, it took you several days Tuesday to concoct the deception with regard to Larry Potter.
Oh, I love it.
So, yes.
Right. All right, guys. As much as I hate to admit it, Nerissa, she's good, okay? Mm. And we're going to have to pull out all the stops to beat her. We got to come up with a secret weapon to take into the Battle of the Bands that will make sure that we take home first place.
Mm-hmm. My mom's got a gun.
Wait, is this like Wait, your real actual mom?
Or your real mom that Mr. Buckingham takes care of and washes her feet every night?
Oh,
Jesus,
oh.
Buckingham, how's a gun going to help us?
I think it's quite evident.
I don't want to bring a gun to a school. I don't want to do that. Yeah, right.
Even in hell, we're not fucking doing that.
All right. Well, then, I don't know. Maybe we just play better music than her.
I think our music is better, but we need to sell that to the crowd, okay?
Yeah. You know what I think? I think, Ashley, you have a good idea of our aesthetic. And Randy, I think you know how to technically put on the best light show possible. So you two should go away for a minute by yourselves. Right. And talk about things very intently in this very, very small.
All we've got is this broom closet.
In this broom closet right here. You guys plan everything out. And me and Mr. Buckingham, we are going to just practice, okay?
Okay, but the broom closet door locks from the outside.
Perfect.
So you have to make sure that it doesn't close.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You can't call me Mr. Buckingham, by the way. And what do you mean as a practice? I don't have any of my guitars here except for my broom closet guitar.
So, Hinder, I just because I can feel you reaching for it, I am going to give you this compel on Have You Seen a Girl with Hair Like This, the setting aspect that you were clearly accessing right there. So, yes, definitely.
You guys, I think that our secret weapon is just like our affection for each other, and because we love each other as a band, that's what's going to get us to the top of the band. Because I know that Biff doesn't love them.
I will never admit
that you love the band.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Ashley,
the band.
Are you saying you have a secret crush on me, your teacher? I mean, Harry Potter. I knew it from the start.
Are you having an identity crisis, Mr. Buckingham?
No.
She walks into the broom closet. I'm going to do it myself.
Randy, I think you should go to her. She's really upset.
Seems like it.
Go bring your computers, and then we'll get back to you in like 30 minutes.
Be able to craft something to get out of this sticky situation.
All right. Oh no, I fell on the door. Oh, no. It's closed and you're locked in.
Shit, go get the janitor.
Oh, the janitor?
Yeah.
I can't hear you from the other side of this door.
Didn't the janitor die?
The janitor was Dewey's dad, but he passed away.
Does that mean we have to get Dewey to get you out of this broom closet?
Yeah, and I bet he's
in the hospital.
Well, we have Mr. Buckingham. We have to go get him.
So we have Ashley and Randy in the closet. What's going on there?
So it's obviously very, very close proximity. Mm-hmm. The way things are oriented, there's only a very narrow space where our feet can be. So like we either have to be leaning forward or backward, and like it's super hard to do that. We've set up the computer that controls the lights and the smoke, like on the only available surface. So the only way we can keep ourselves steady is like having hands pinned on the wall around each other. So we're like really close, and Ashley is essentially trying to ignore the situation right now. She's fiddling with the light program, and the things that she's doing and the things that Randy are doing are just not clicking together right now.
Randy's completely oblivious to any sort of sexual chemistry whatsoever, just really focused on the lights and really confused as to why there's some sort of feeling, some like weird disconnect with Ashley. Just like, things aren't clicking. Why aren't they clicking?
Why did you put a magenta light there?
Well, because I thought that it highlights the color, you know, magenta. It's a softer red. You don't want to be too harsh right away.
But the song is harsh. I am harsh. Randy, look at me. I am harsh.
Well, I can sense that. It's definitely going.
Oh, fuck you. You can sense that. Thanks a lot, Randy. Jesus.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to try to highlight and soothe it in. We don't want to win over the audience. We don't want to slaughter them.
Our brand is cosmic, okay? We have to blow their fucking minds. Randy, when you look at me, do I blow your mind?
I see cosmic harmony when I look at you.
It's hard to tell because of how dark the closet space is, and just lit up by that screen, which has obviously the magenta light coming off of it.
James, I'm going to give you this fate point if you kiss him.
Okay, I'm definitely taking this fate point. Obviously, I'm not gonna stop that. I just got to figure out how that moment happened. So yeah, they're lit up by the magenta light coming off the screen,
which Randy has already pointed out thinks it highlights you.
I feel like we need an edge. Like, I need us to take initiative and really go out there and do something. And so like, another light pops up on the screen, and it's this harsh red light mixing with the magenta as they're looking at each other.
I'm just like, okay, what do you have in mind?
Something like this. And she leans in, kisses, and like, obviously, the our crazy ass music swells. There's that sweet bass line flowing from Mr. Buckingham. And then there's the electric violin. Yes. And like, the screaming yell of the rough vocals coming from Ashley.
Inside, like, this looks incredible. This is like a cinematic wonder. But, like, outside of the broom closet, you're just, like, hearing muffled, like...
And right as in the middle of kissing, they hear a knock on the door. Hey! Hey! It's the janitor? Someone needed you to... Needed
yeah, open
someone
the door.
Stuck in here.
Jesus.
All right, I got like 20 keys, so you're gonna have to bear with me. This is one of many, many broom closets, and each one of them has got a pair of young teens in there, if you know what I'm saying.
Are you looking for the keys? Are you talking?
I'm shuffling through the keys right now. How's it going? You know what I keep in this broom closet? I keep most of my solvents in here. Hopefully, you're not touching any of those solvents. I get them wholesale at the wholesale market. I almost got the key. Almost got this one. Anyway,
I almost got them.
I've got. Oh, look. All right. There's five of these keys. Look exactly the same.
I can't see them.
Oh gosh. And you know what else I keep in there? The thing I used to scrape the gum off the floor.
Hey, Dewey. I couldn't help but notice you banging on the door there. Are you talking about this key right here?
Yeah, this key right here.
The one labeled broom closet key.
Yeah, it's really great that after my father passed away, they gave me his job, so I'm a student and also a janitor. All right, this is a good key that says broom closet. Okay, let's get this open right here.
As soon as the door opens, Ashley, like, makes a beeline out of it. Randy, you seem to have it here. I'm going to go. And she disappears completely.
Randy is just like phased for like 2 seconds, but then all of a sudden clicks back into no nonsense. All right, guys, I've got it set up. We're going to rock.
Can we roll to create an aspect? Do you have harmony at all, Randy?
I do not. I've got
no. Larry Potter is your harmonizer.
Yeah, I was just hoping. I want to create an aspect for the show that's like lights powered by love or something like that.
Well,
the way that will work is anything that you have in mind, you'll create during the actual conflict.
Show
yeah, so okay. so that's a great aspect to use when you roll your crafts roll. That can absolutely be what that aspect becomes. So yeah, that's. But all of that happens, for the most part, in the conflict itself. Whenever you have a conflict, you set it up. Mm-hmm. Is there any other scene that you wish to have before we get to Friday?
No, I think that just while all that was going on, Hinder and Mr. Buckingham were just having a nice conversation about what they've learned about, you know, like themselves.
Yeah,
and
it's like by pretending to be this little Jewish boy, you know, maybe I learned absolutely nothing.
Oh, well. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but he didn't. Sometimes learning's overrated, you know? Sometimes you already have everything that you need right there inside of you. Meanwhile, she's like writing lyrics on her arm and pen and just drawing on her kids little smiley faces. Yeah?
Be honest. Yeah. Do you think more people like me as this little boy?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
It seemed like when I made my entrance and I told Mr. Dais what,
yeah.
Everyone was just smitten with me. They say, look at that chap right there. He's right mortal. And I've never gotten that kind of responses. Foggy old Flex Buckingham substitute homeroom teacher.
Well, I understand that. Was there ever any other time in your life where you felt that way? Like
no.
Maybe...
Can we have a flashback?
Oh, yes.
Flashback to Flex Buckingham in his previous life, where he was Lex Buckingham, who was the lead guitarist on The Shames, which was like top of the pops British group in like the 70s.
All right, The Shames, we had a great set right there. Yeah. I hope that the BBC was rock their melted faces off.
Every buckle up, all right? I'm driving over here. We are going to live forever, chaps.
All right.
Wait a second. What's that pothole right there? Car gets cut in half. Everyone was sitting in the middle of the seats except for Lex, who's on the side, and all of his bandmates are eviscerated.
Like sliced in half.
And the car spins out and runs into Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
I was going to have some pizza.
Killing the queen.
Cutting her in half.
Cutting her in half. Which...
But now the other way, because like it's her torso. Like,
and yeah,
and several corgis are also sliced in half.
The corgis are getting sliced in half. There's like some of the big poofy hat guards are dying in horrible ways. This car's just skidding through. And finally the car comes to a halt right after like knocking over like a crown jewel display, which shatters into like 1,000 pieces. And out of the debris steps Lex Buckingham. And he's like, hello, everyone.
I want someone, a close personal friend, to look at you and go, you've done it again, fucking ham. Done it again.
Yeah, that's one of your bisected bandmates. Yeah. They're dying words.
Leave now, fucking ham, and never come back.
Fucking ham, you've disgraced us all in death.
Muddy, no one saw it was me. No one saw it was me. And at this time, he's dressed in a British, like, denim cowboy outfit with a sign on the back in, like, rhinestones that says, I'm Lex fucking ham. And, he's just like,
does not fit.
It doesn't fit even then. And he's like, no. And he climbs into like a fireplace and crawls up the chimney. And he's like evading the guards who are looking for him. And like the next day.
Where's fucking him? Where's he off to?
Cut to the next day where there's a newspaper on the ground that says like, Lex Buckingham of the Shames. Wanted for murder of his bandmates and the queen.
Mr. Buckingham.
Spinning newspaper like comes up and says, destroyed crown jewels cause apocalypse.
Oh.
Hell rises.
Lex Buckingham to blame. And he's like, pans out to like a dirty Lex Buckingham reading this newspaper and looking at his sick mom. And he's like,
Buckingham, why are you so sad? Come here.
We've got to move. Where can we move to? And the back page says, move to sunny Trenton. Only 100 quid.
All right, let's go. I hope you can wash my feet there. I love you so much.
I love you too, Mom. Get on me back. We're going to Trenton. He pulls out 100 quid.
100 quid is not a lot of money.
It's the 70s, chap.
It's Trenton, yeah, in the 70s.
And you see him burning his cowboy tuxedo and hopping onto a plane.
Mr. Buckingham, what?
It's me.
What's wrong?
Mr. Buckingham, you kind of like spaced out for a while.
For a really long time.
I'm not Mr. Buckingham.
Yeah, you're Larry Potter.
I'm Larry. fucking Potter. Let's just play the show. Let's play the show. And let's not drive anywhere after the show. We'll walk there. And we'll all have a good time. All
right, it's Trenton, so it's going to be like 3 miles.
That's really long a space between.
That's all right.
We got to carry all our gear.
It doesn't fucking matter. Let's just do the show. I'm ready. Who's ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Hava Nagi.
No, stop. That's not. No, please.
Is it called for now?
I don't think so, no.
So the Battle of the Bands is getting ready, and as you arrive with all of your gear and start setting up, they point you to one side of the auditorium stage, and they announce, because there's only two bands that actually entered this year, we've decided to make it a little more exciting and turn it into an amp versus amp contest. So you will be playing at the same time.
What?
So, yes, that's you will have
fucking
to...
Fucking bring it.
Right.
I would say that we don't approve of that kind of language here at Cerberus High, but actually we do. It turns out. So great.
The school Thanks. Motto is "Welcome to fucking school."
Basically,
now I'm gonna get in here.
So yeah, if you'll just set up over there, that'd be great. Thanks. So you're setting up, and as you do, you also see that, in fact, already set up and doing their sound check because they've already. They've been set up for a while. They were actually allowed out of class 2 periods early to get set up. Was the Scantrons. So Marissa, of course, is the lead singer. Then we have Glory, her backup singer. We have DJ Styles, that's with a Z.
We all know who we hate the most, right?
On Mixmaster. And of course, Biff.
Biff Buckwheat.
Your former Biff. Drummer. So those are the members of the Scantrons, and that they're doing their sound check and getting ready, and Narissa is studiously ignoring you, she's just not even paying attention to you.
Narissa.
Peter, we gotta unload!
Finally, Biff just slams on all of his cymbals at once and just crashes. Hinder, this is why I left the band! Would you shut up!
I walk over to Biff and I look him right in the eye and I say, you just left this band, but I just joined this band. Me, a British boy of age 13 who's got his bar mitzvah on the morrow. Good luck.
Biff looks at me. Biff looks at you and says, Flex, I know it's you. Narissa told me.
What am I doing? It's my song. It's one of the songs we're not going to play today. Enjoy the sneak peek.
Because it took an hour to get there, Randy has to change out of his just sweat. Soaked the Butts shirt, and he puts on a new band shirt that's the Shames as Flex starts walking back.
Flex sees that. Take off that shirt.
Well, this is my mom's favorite band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She used to follow them around all the time.
That band, wait, what?
the Shames.
Oi, Randy.
Yeah?
What's your mom's name, then?
Nancy!
Wait a second.
Nancy Buckthorn.
Fancy Nancy? Did anyone ever call her Fancy Nancy?
All her friends do. They said it was like an inside joke from years back.
Did she stand about 5 foot nothing?
Yeah.
And she had, did she have pigtails?
Oh yeah, she still does.
And could she palm a basketball?
Oh, she's got man hands like you wouldn't believe.
And does she hate breakfast foods, all types?
All breakfast foods. I eat steak for breakfast.
Does she have a tattoo of Margaret Thatcher with an arrow through her head?
It's so weird.
On a bosom? No.
Yeah. It was very awkward growing up seeing that.
And, does she love all Egyptian things? Does she love pyramids? She and actually, mummies.
Yeah, she had like, she would only write my name in hieroglyphs.
Oh, hold on! And does, can she moonwalk like Michael Jackson?
Even better.
Flawlessly.
Even better.
Okay, you, Randy, are impatient with time wasters yeah. and need to get to the point let's, on this conversation.
In this moment, real quick, Lex realizes that Randy has the same receding hairline yeah. as Flex does in like the same fucked up zigzag format that Flex had all those years ago before he went completely bald up front party in the back. Randy. Randy.
Spit it out, Mr. Buckingham.
I think you
might. Hey, guys! I got you some craft services! You have sandwiches? We got them from Panera Bread. We were gonna do Corner Bakery,
I
but
swear
Panera Bread has some.
Fucking God, Dewey! We're having a moment!
Oh
here.
My! I'll just set it up behind the stage after you're done! My legs are really broken, but I'll try!
Dewey, why would you bring this food to me on Yom Kippur? I'm fasting!
Meanwhile,
it's clearly February.
Meanwhile, like, we've got Ashley frantically trying to get things ready. She's pushing things aside backstage, pinning up lights and whatnot. And she comes to Randy's shirt, his sweat-soaked butt shirt that's on the floor. Not the sweat-soaked butts, which are a different band,
right.
but just the this butts.
The butts one.
That happens to be soaked in sweat. She picks it up. And she, like, gets, obviously, a whiff of his scent and, like, overwhelmed for a minute. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Randy Buckthorn? Fucking skinny-ass Randy Buckthorn? She looks in the mirror, making eye contact with herself, that blazing pink hair in her eyes, like, brushes that away. You do not like Randy Buckthorn. You did not kiss Randy Buckthorn.
Hey, Ashley!
You are a fucking warrior.
Ashley, I can see you in the mirror. It's me right behind you. Ashley! Ashley!
There are no distractions
Ashley!
For a warrior.
Ashley, do you want a Panera Bread sandwich?
Ashley.
I would love a Panera Bread sandwich!
Okay!
Ashley's just shooting at those walls of heartache.
She starts putting on her makeup. She starts putting on her makeup. She's got pink eyeshadow, red eyeliner, and puts little stars, like little glitter stars in her eyeshadow. And she's like fucking ready to go on stage. You're not thinking about Randy tonight.
Hinder, meanwhile, has been trying to make amends with Biff because they have a whole separate thing.
Oh, yes, they do. I picked up on that.
So how are you?
Fine, Hinder.
So, how's your mom? She's good?
Yeah.
I talk to her sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Hinder, what do you want?
Biff. Listen, I need to listen.
I'm listening.
Biff, you gotta come back to the band.
No,
yes,
I really don't.
Yes, you do.
Nope.
You may not like me, and I can say for sure you definitely don't need to like me because I've got a lot of different options because I'm doing really well.
That's great.
But
I'm glad to hear it.
Biff, we need you so bad. You're so good at drums. And listen, Biff, I don't have a lot of words because I don't talk a lot and I just miss you. And I think that we should, after we graduate, maybe we should go to Europe or something, you know?
At this point, Nerissa comes over to where you guys are talking and she doesn't even look at you. And she looks right at Biff and says, hey, sweetie, we're about to get started. So if you could just come on over, that's great. And he says, yeah, doll, I'm just finishing up here. It'll be just a second.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, doll, he used to call you action figure.
Huh. Oh. Well, that's fine. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah, you too.
A wind bursts up. Her cape starts flowing, and all of a sudden her eyes just like go very, very dark. Because if you're an emo kid, you can either go one of two different directions. You can go dark metal or you can go pop, and she is going dark metal.
Yeah.
Hinder, what is your trouble again?
My trouble is always jumping in when I shouldn't.
I'm going to go ahead and give you that compel, because yes! I think you just played that very well. Mm-hmm. At this point, the auditorium is starting to fill with students, so you're being told to get off to your side of the stage. So you guys are stage right and they're stage left, and you're told that there's going to be an announcement, and then you'll all come on together and start.
Yeah. Randy, quick question. Your mom, Nancy, does she never do her taxes on time?
No, she hates it. She goes against the government all the time. Oh, it's really weird. She hated Thatcher, but she also hates the government. I don't know.
Does she love pottery?
She adores pottery.
Oh, God. Could she never cross a cat without giving it a swift kick to the bollocks?
She always said that it was so adorable, the way that they flew through the air. Mr. Buckingham, what are you getting at?
I'm getting at nothing. Did your mom feel intermediately about surfers and surfboards?
Yeah, it was really blasé.
She had no opinion on surfboards.
None whatsoever. I would walk by a Ron John's and she would be like, meh.
Oh! Randy, tell me this.
Yeah, Mr. Buckingham.
Did she have a big wine spot that covered her entire face? Does she have a wine spot that covers her entire face?
How did you know that?
Randy, it's because...
All right, guys. We are going on stage in a few minutes, so I need you to be in makeup. And Randy, you've got to have your headset on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Oh.
I don't need any makeup.
Hey, looking good, Ashley. Ashley, you're looking good.
Is your face just doing that naturally?
Help.
You look right piss.
Let's get going.
Hinder, you are a force of nature. Jesus, you remember Christ. That on that stage. You are a force of fucking nature. Okay, everyone. Randy, let's do this, okay?
So at this point, the vice principal, who you have not met, walks out, and he is actually a tiny little 2-foot-tall satyr. And yes, this is Nerissa's dad.
Oh, no.
So this satyr walks out and says, hey, everybody, isn't this great? And Nerissa, you just see her kind of holding her, hiding her face.
Hi, sweetie.
He basically, he's embarrassing her to tears, because even the popular kids do run into trouble sometimes with their parents. But he goes ahead and says, all right, we're really excited today. I think we've got a wonderful battle of the bands. So we have kind of my personal favorite. I think you could all understand why. The Scantrons. but you guys, you can vote for whoever you want. You don't have to take my opinions into account. Of course, all the students will get to vote. So the Scantrons will be up, and they are facing Buckle Punch. Did I get that right? He kind of looks off stage.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Goddamn right.
All right. So it'll be Scantrons versus Buckle Punch.
Tell me, Goatman. Tell me, Goatman, what happens when you bleed?
Wow.
Okay, let's go ahead and get to the show. All right, let's everybody
find out
give
later.
A big round of applause for Scantrons and Buckle Punch. And he sort of walks off, and there's kind of half-hearted applause from the whole audience. And
Randy immediately runs to the mic to adjust it back from 2 feet tall back to normal height. is no nonsense.
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week, but we'll be back with the conclusion to Rockalypse next week. If you like our current series, remember that Rockalypse is on Kickstarter now, and they have completely funded. So if you want to get this game, it is a sure thing. Just follow the link in the show notes for more information. If you happen to be in Chicago this Tuesday, September 6th at 8 p.m., be sure to check out Cat Cool in One Woman No Show. It'll be playing in IO Chicago's Mission Theater. Remember to tune into the One Shot Twitch stream Thursdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This week, we'll be playing Raiders of the North Sea. I hope to see you heroes there to cheer us on, or what you usually do. One Shot is a proud partner in the Chicago Podcast Co-op. If you're an advertiser looking to reach an engaged Chicago audience, be sure to contact the co-op about advertising opportunities. And if you're a listener who wants to find a new show, why not try the Rewatch Podcast, where Max Temkin of Cards Against Humanity and Patrick Klepek of Kotaku rewatch one episode of Lost each week. As always, a big thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about the show. You can also leave us a rating or review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. If you want to hear more from the show, be sure to follow us on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod. Check out our Tumblr at OneShotPodcast.tumblr.com. Check out our Google Plus community. Or look for news on the site at oneshotpodcast.com. If you're looking to inquire about advertising rates, live appearances, and commissioning episodes, or you have a question or comment about something you heard on the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a joint production between Peaches and Hot Sauce and Paracosm Press. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with tons of great podcasts, videos, and live shows for you to check out at peachesandhotsauce.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Be Your Own Pet with Adventure, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records.
See you next time, heroes!